Britain's vote to get out of the European Union has a lot of people worried and also really confused. Nothing's actually happened yet, but a UK departure could have a real impact on global trade and the world economy. The World's Jason Margolis has more on that.
Think of the EU as a club with economic benefits. Michelle Egan, a fellow with the Global Europe Program at the Wilson Center in Washington, explains the idea of a single market.
Well, a single market is something we don't even think about in the United States, but a single market allows us not to sort of have to pay extra tariffs or customs duties. It means that we can trade across borders, trade across markets, and have ease of currency transactions. So it allows us also as consumers to have more choice.
Other benefits being in the EU club? Labor mobility.
If people are looking for work, they can move across borders and they don't have complicated visa requirements. If you're a doctor trained in Germany, you have the opportunity to practice in another European country.
Good for that doctor who wants to relocate, but a lot of Brits felt this free movement of labor was also taking away UK jobs. And so now Britain could soon begin a 2-year withdrawal process from the EU.
If you like, think about it first as a divorce. And then after the divorce, you need a settlement. And the settlement is where the terms of trade will come in with the EU.
And what would that look like? That's an open question, says Egan, who is from Northern England. Would Brits pay tariffs to sell products in Europe? And how would the UK negotiate new trade deals?
With over 50 countries that the EU currently has.
That won't be easy, says Robert Kahn, a senior fellow for international economics at the Council on Foreign Relations.
You know, these agreements are achieved through a complex set of horse trading. And in each of these cases, it's quite possible that the efforts to try and recreate raise up objections, vested interests and the like in ways that make negotiating these agreements actually pretty challenging. Doesn't mean it can't be done.
But it could be a difficult road. That's what's facing the UK today. What about the EU? It's losing one of its economic pillars. Domenico Lombardi, an Italian economist with the Canadian think tank CG, says EU leaders could make things difficult for the UK to send a message.
Well, you're not a member of the club because you voted to leave the club.
EU leaders are concerned about other countries flirting with the idea of leaving the club, countries like France and the Netherlands. So that's what's going on in Europe. What about the U.S. and our trading relationship? Is the stuff we buy from the U.K. going to cost more? Again, Robert Kahn.
No, I think in the near term it's going to cost less. We saw a pretty dramatic move in the pound.
The pound fell to a 30-year low overnight. And Kahn says the Brexit vote could very well weaken the euro, too.
It probably means European goods will be cheaper. Europe will be a cheaper place to take a vacation.
But there's always a trade-off. A strong dollar means that U.S. exports could become less competitive, and that could hurt the U.S. economy. Some economists are warning of an increased chance of another worldwide recession. Hard to know what's going to happen, says Domenico Lombardi.
Because this is a unique situation, there is no real precedent for this. It's really impossible to make a fair prediction because the past is not of any guide.
Like the rest of us, economists are watching as history is being made. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.